بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد My beloved brothers, all praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with the wealth of Iman. May Allah keep us with Iman. Take us away from this world in the state of perfect Iman. On the day of Qiyamah, resurrect us with perfect Iman. Also praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my beloved brothers, who has made us in the Mubarak Ummah of His most beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see, my beloved brothers, every one of us, our condition in dunya and akhirah depends on the relation we got with Allah. My beloved brothers, our hearts have to hear every moment, every second. Beloved brothers, we are challenged day, night. Allah, this heart has to be told every day. Allah is creator and besides Allah none. Allah is provider and besides Allah none. Allah is doer and besides Allah none. Whatever happened, Allah did. What is happening, Allah is doing. What's going to happen, Allah is going to do. This world is accursed in the sight of Allah. From the day Allah created this world, Allah has cursed this world. It's got no value in the sight of Allah. This world can't help us, can't harm us, can't hurt us, can't do it. This world is dead. We have to say this, Allah, 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 so much, my beloved. Allah sees us, Allah hears us, Allah knows us. Life from Allah, death from Allah, health from Allah, every situation from Allah, every condition from Allah, every solution from Allah. So much, so much, so much. My beloved brothers, on our tongue and our heart, there should be nothing else. Otherwise, my beloved brothers, we'll believe the shop is provided, we'll be make dua for the shop. We believe money will do it, we'll make dua for money. Nobody, all are dead. This world is living only on the remembrance of Allah. Until there be one person saying, Allah, this world will not come to an end. And when there's nobody to take the name of Allah, be it the gold mines, be it the silver mines, be it the skyscrapers, be it the mountains, be it iron, be it whatever it is, all that will be in smotherings. We have to say to our hearts, this world is dead. That shop that we go to, we have to point the finger of our hearts and say, by the qasam of Allah, you don't provide for me. Allah provides. Nobody's wealth can benefit him or harm him. His harm and benefit is only from Allah. Nor is our earnings going to do anything with our risk. Nor has sickness got anything to do with our death. How many have earned, never ate? How many who earned, thought it will help them, instead became the means of killing them? Every day Allah shows us this. This we have to say to our heart, my beloved brothers. Where we see benefit, there could be harm. As Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say, Jahan se hote hue nazar aa raha hai, wahan se nahi ho raha hai. Aaj humara yakin atka hua hai. Where we see it happening from. Allah, a man just took pride on his degree. By the qasam of Allah, Allah enslaves him by it. Man took pride on his wealth, Allah will enslave him by that wealth. Hope in that wealth, Allah will disgrace him by that wealth. This is kalima. This is the demand of this kalima. Allah, I'll do a little bit new gathering, but it just came into me, so I'm going to tell you. Once there was a mashwara and a very rich person was passing. So somebody said to Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullahi, Allahu Akbar, what yakin he had? He said to him, Hazrat, if he comes in tabligh, tabligh will benefit. Maulana Yusuf looked at that mukim and said, till now his money couldn't buy him, he died. How's his money going to buy you? He died. This is la, this is the demand of la. La is not just for something, it's la is everything. From the sky to the earth, from up to down, from head to toe. Wallah, more than that, from inside to outside. Because the clay place of La ilaha illallah is only the heart. Muhammadur Rasulullah is the reflection. That's the body. The shariat. Haji Sahib came to one ishtima here in Cape Town. So one of our Maulana took us there. So he said, you know, these are the zimmedars of Joburg. You know, nowadays, anybody you address him, who's the Faisal? Who's the Shura? So you know it also went in our zimmedars of Joburg. So Allah, same time He shut us up once and for all. He said, Aapka kaam bare khatre mein hai. He said, your work is in great danger. So I looked at him and he said, isliye ki aap log ne aap aur Allah ke vach mein aapka zariya hai maash ko rakha. Because between you and Allah, you have kept your means of earnings. Sahaba, what was it? What made them, brothers, look forward to death? And for us, death is a punishment. What's the cause of the problems? Nabi alayhi salam never said there's death. All Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam said two things. What he said, my ummah will be as much as the foam of the ocean on the sea. But the kafir will eat us up exactly like how? Like on the sufra and say, eat this, eat that. And sahaba asked, despite our numbers, Nabi alayhi salam said, despite your numbers. He said, because the sickness would have come in your heart. He said, what's that? He didn't say lack of ibadat, lack of this. He said, wahan. He said, what's wahan? He said, love of this world and dislike for death. Sahaba looked forward to death. A youngster took on his legs, Ya Allah, make me shaheed in the path of Allah. You see, our Jamaat went to Gaza about 18 years ago. So, one person came to us, he looked like an American gringo, you know. So he said to us, come tomorrow, you come to my farm. So I said, no problem, we go. So he took the men and women. So Allahu Akbar, you can't imagine the taste of the food, because that is the land of Mubarak after all. The taste of the strawberries and all that. But on the way, we passed the house and the house was bombed. By the qasam of Allah, there wasn't a frown on his forehead. There was no sign of what we say, pareshani or what. He said, last week the bomb come, the drone come, hit my house. My brother's son and my son, both their bodies were in pieces. Then you, where are they going? We don't know. We are still not sure about dunya and akhirat. Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu wrote to him, he said, oh Sa'ad, the obedience of Allah is only possible for that person who hates this world and loves the hereafter. There can't be two jannats. Huh? Umar radiallahu anhu, in his time, a Jamaat goes out in the path of Allah. They meet somebody. On Auzubillah, very infrequently, one person became murtad. So they invited him back to Islam. He said, on two conditions. He said, one is what? He said, I want the daughter of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's hand in marriage. The Amir said, without thinking or asking the Khalifa, he said, I promise you, you can get a hand. He said, the second thing, he said, I want to be the Khalifa. He said, that I can't promise you. He said, I'll have to go back and ask. When he came back to Medina, Umar radiallahu anhu held his head. He said, why didn't you tell him, take the Khilafat but come back into Deen? My brothers, where are we today? What is standing between us and Allah? This tabligh is to take that out. We got knowledge, but the yakin of the knowledge. We got ibadat, but how much of the yakin of that ibadat? Amal is in our life, but how much of the... My brothers, bigger tragedy than a man not making namaz is that namazi whose yakin is in dunya. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, missing one salah is worse than losing all your family, all your property, all your possessions. Wallah, my blood brothers, we are here and many of us are white already. Who's got worried today? Where did my son read his fajr namaz? Where did my daughter read her fajr namaz? Of which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who misses one salah is worse than losing all their family, all their property, all their possession. Are we right? What we see is right? Or what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is right? The changing of amal is second. The asal is the changing of yakin. Brother, is it? Allahu Akbar, my beloved man, he can be a namazi, he can be a zakirin, he can be whatever. What Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, if a man is a tahajjud guzar, in fazail-e-sidqat, but the yakin is mal, what will happen?
The effort of tabligh is to teach us to take the sword of love and hit it on everything. Where we see it happening from, it's not. This heart is not challenged one time a day. They say 250,000 times a day, this heart is being spoken to. If I get this, I'll be okay. If I do this, I'll be okay. They all dead. And every day we see it. Billionaire, what happened to him? I was telling somebody the other day, I was on a plane. We went for one ishtiva. So next to me, there was a young girl. But she was crying the entire way. So I was forced to ask her. I said, my little daughter, why are you crying like that? She said, my husband came to South Africa at the age of 18. He worked for 20 years. And he made good money. We married for 1 month, they shot him dead. Brothers, we saying like this, why? Because of the death, or what's going to happen to men in the kabar? Today what's affecting us and affecting the kafir is the same thing. Death is not a punishment. Death is the meeting of the beloved with the beloved. How what made Khansa radiallahu anha, husband passed away in the path of Allah. She tells her four sons, oh my son, I've never put a black spot on your father's name. I want you tomorrow, all of you, to go in the path of Allah and every one of you to give his life. So on the day of Qiyamah, I can have the honor of having a husband who passed away in the path of Allah and four sons who passed away in the path of Allah. Ulama say, who was that girl who fulfilled the rights of her father and fulfilled the rights of her son? He said, that was Asma radiallahu anha, the daughter of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He said, Allahu Akbar, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was going for hijrat. At that day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. He said, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, what he said? The Nabi of Allah had to come to me? We want the Tashkil Jamaat to come to us? That was an insult for them. I should go to him. He said, Allahu Akbar. He said, my grandfather was blind. My sisters were all of marriageable age. By the qasam of Allah, my father took everything. He didn't leave us with a single blue bean. That was a daughter. The grandfather said, I'm sure your father left you with nothing. She said, to suit my grandfather, I took some pebbles and put a piece of cloth on it and said, feel my father, grandfather. My father has left a lot for us. He said, by the qasam of Allah, he left nothing for us. She made food for the road. She took her apron, cut it in half, made a bundle, and let the father go with the food. And more than that, Abu Jahl came and said, where's your father? She didn't say, utter one word. He slept, her entire face was full of blood. But she never ever said, where my father is. They say that's what's called the daughter who fulfilled the right of her father. Hassan Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu anhu. Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu anhu was the son. Only one offspring. He was fighting Hajjaj bin Yusuf. The mother was blind. 90 some odd years of age. She had every one of her original tooth in her mouth. The son came to her Friday and said to her, Ma, I want to give up my struggle. Look at this answer of a mother. Said, my son, if you want to be wretched on the day of Qiyamah, give up your struggle. He said, Ma, I only said those words to test you. He put on his armament, came and embraced the mother. As he embraced the mother broke her hands off. I said, my son, tell me, do you want to give your life or do you want to spare your life? If you want to give your life for Allah's pleasure, then take off that armament. They say, whoever saw him fight. They say, what a sheer jaisal lare. He fought like a lion. It was as if the heads of the enemy were just falling off like that. But at the end of the day, Allah loved him more. He became shaheed. That's what you call the mother who fulfilled the right of her child. What of this spirit is in us today, my brother? For a degree, we don't want our child to go. For a shop, we don't want to go out. Brothers, before we used to say, go out in the path of Allah. Allah will solve your problems. Now we say, solve your problems, then go out in the path of Allah. What has happened to us? Allah forgive us, Allah forgive us. Hafiz Patel Sahib Rahmatullah used to say a beautiful thing. He said, Allah forgive us. Today we got doubts regarding Allah in our heart. And we got doubts regarding the work of Allah in our heart. So my brother, I'm not going to make a long talk. It's ishtima. Ishtima is an occasion of somebody giving their lives. Feeling uncomfortable at home. Leaving the food without a taste. Hating this dunya when looking what is happening to the ummah. We are looking what is happening to the dunya of this ummah. Does what's happening to the akhirat of the ummah worry us? How that worry can come in us? One is oppression on Muslims. One is Muslims will be killed. Who is worried about Islam being killed? Iman being killed. For one order of Allah, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu emptied the entire Medina Munawwara. Today, who cares, my beloveds? In every mashura of ours, we put our dunya in front of us. We put our dunya circumstances in front of us. Wallah, we're not saying this mashura. We're saying who from his heart is there, my beloved. This work don't carry on intelligence, nor a job, nor a shop, nor contact. This work carries on the strength of the heart, the iman in that heart, by the qasam of Allah, my beloved brothers. Allah, my beloved brothers, Wahab bin Qabus radiallahu anhu. Allahu Akbar, he wasn't a hafiz, he was nothing. He comes with his flock of sheep to Medina Munawwara. He hears the call for going out in the path of Allah. He leaves his flock of sheep and whatever dunya he's got, and he's gone in the path of Allah. And Allahu Akbar, he becomes shaheed in the path of Allah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stands at his qabr and what he says, O Wahab, may Allah meet you smilingly and may you meet Allah smilingly. Brothers, there's another world, man. Not this world, man. By the qasam of Allah, the whole world put together and all the wealth we got and all wealth we desire and all the things we got will never ever fulfill the desire of one human being. The best car today is second and tomorrow. What will? The place of desire and the whole world put together hasn't got the capacity to fulfill one man's desire. Because this world is a world of need. And the akhirat is the world of desires. Huh? Umar radiallahu anhu's son, Allah takes a little fat. And in the fat, my beloved brothers, he cooks a piece of meat. Umar radiallahu anhu comes, he says to his son, what's here, one or two things? He said, no, I bought a fat of a cheaper quality to make a sauce. He said, my son, by the qasam of Allah, I'll never eat it because I've never seen Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eat two things at one time. Salim, the son of Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu comes. He invites his father. He's got a few things to eat. Umar radiallahu anhu tells him, why you bought it? He said, because I desire it. He said, my son, leave some of your desires for akhirat. Brothers, who's here today to make up his heart? We need jamaat to go out. Allahu Akbar, think when last Durban sent the foreign jamaat. I know the pair. I'm talking of foreign jamaat for 4 months. I'm not talking of 40 days. Who from this Mubarak Majma, my beloved? There's no pedal jamaat out at the moment. If this ishtima takes place, we'll say so many came. Allahu Akbar, so many ate, so many heard, so many. What we want is how many jamaats? We need pedal jamaats. People are complaining. Who's turning to Allah? My beloved brother, who's here to break his tartib? We want your wife to cry. And I'm happy with the year. What sahaba, where there was tartib? I'll go out January, I'll go 4 months now. Maulana Muhammad Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say, who's ready anytime, anywhere, with anyone, for any time, to any place, in any given place, under any condition, without asking anybody for a single blue bean, inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, he'll be risen amongst the Sahaba. Who's there, inshallah, from this gathering? Not looking at how close our qabr is, not looking at what job I got, what condition I. That condition is in the hands of Allah. You know, we don't give present day car guzaris, but I'm just giving you one ajib car guzari. In Johannesburg in the old days, there was a person who was so-called breadwinner of the family. So he was ready for 4 months. So Mashura said, no, he can't go. There's nobody to look after his thing. Allah made it in 6 months' time, he passed to it. In less than 2-3 years, that family was 10 times richer. Where? Where's our mind and heart? Who from this gathering, my brother? Not looking at his situation. By the custom of Allah, everything. Tabuk, Sahaba were indebted to the Kuffar for how many years? But when they went, what Allah did? We say, who's ready not to look at his condition from this Mubarak Majma? Turning to Allah, we need a panel Jamaat. We need 4 months foreign Jamaat. Who's there, inshallah, my beloved brothers? Turning to Allah, crying to Allah, begging to Allah. If Allah accepts, like how we say, if Allah gives, nobody can take it. If Allah protects, nobody can harm. If Allah accepts, who can stop us? Who's there from this Mubarak Majma, inshallah? Quickly, inshallah, my beloved brother. They told me 30 minutes. I'm trying very hard. Who's there, inshallah, from this Mubarak Majma? Inshallah, turning to Allah as if death is in front of us. Who wants to make that death the most valuable thing of his life? Come, brothers, stand up, inshallah. Come, brothers. Inshallah, who's quickly, inshallah? From this Ishtima, Maulana, Allah Ta'ala accept, mashallah, Maulana Jibai. Who else? Your name, my son? Abdul Rashid. Hotel Wala. Allah Ta'ala accept, mashallah. Who else? Come, brother. What is the tartib? I read my talim. I read Sahaba's life. Where was this tartib? In Uhud, those who were harmed. Imagine that brother couldn't walk. His brother carried him. What Allah did? Gave victories to Sahaba on those who came and went back again. Who's there, inshallah? Come, my beloved brothers. Not looking left, not looking right. Brothers, that shop, don't become the slave of that life. Huh? Don't become, my beloved brothers, this is direct to our hearts. Who's there, inshallah? We mean four months Jamaat. Allahu Akbar, to go to each part of the world. Brothers, it's easy to sit in a mashwara. Huh? Masha, stand up, my brother. What's wrong with your legs? Yeah, so? Tell him. 4 months. Yeah, that I know. For how long? 4 months. Allah Ta'ala said, who else? Come, brothers. Chalo bhai. Come, our old workers. Brothers, otherwise, every the comments on Tabligh are so easy. Wallahi, we want everyone in every place to go and give this dawah locally, foreign, to each one. My beloved brothers, Allah forgive the ullah we get in this work. We think now that our work is administration. It's not administration. Huh? Takaza upon takaza. Yeah, Bashir bhai. Aren't we shy, my beloved brothers? Which takaza at which time they were not ready for in their lives. Whoever gives who puts tabligh to his head, he can't go far. He has to put tabligh to his heart and then see the door that Allah opens up. Who's there? Come, my beloved brothers. Who else, inshallah? Come. Allah Ta'ala accept. MashaAllah. Allah accept. MashaAllah. Allah, don't worry, man. Allahu Akbar. Who? We want somebody to get cross, man. Huh? MashaAllah. Maulana. Allah accept. Maulana. Allah Ta'ala accept. MashaAllah. Are you with them or not? Did you take the names or what? You sure? Ah, mashallah. Shaba, Allah accept. Who else? Come, my brother. What about our Roshni brothers? Bhai, Akhirat MM ni thawanu, MM ni banwanu. Poira kem hidayat parawana. Allahu Akbar. Come, brothers. Come here. All the Roshni brothers. All our Florida brothers. Come, Naeem bhai. How many years? No, 4 months? Allah, dunya. Bhai, by the God. You know what's the worst, man? You work for this dunya and this dunya will never be yours. MashaAllah, MashaAllah, come by. Chalo bhai, who else inshallah? From this istima, chalo bhai. Allahu Akbar, every day this dunya is biting somebody. And biting them. You see, we went to America last year. So we went to Florida, Orlando, in that area, Atlanta. Yeah, afterwards the Maritzburg Jamaat also went there. You know what they say, my beloved brothers? One out of every four third generation Muslim is out of the field of Islam.
Deen, my beloved brother, is a garden. You water it, you maintain it, it will grow and it will remain beautiful. There's no need to spoil it. Leave it, it will spoil itself. Chalo bhai, who else, inshallah, my beloved? Who else turning to Allah? I say, when a man gets to takaza, Allahu Akbar, he can't get his whole life on amal. Jo nakad chalega, iman banega. Jo udar par chalega, amal aayega, mahol badlega, amal chutega. One nakad chilla is better than 1,000 chillas on credit. One is preparation, one is connection. Who's there to take from Allah? MashaAllah, quickly come beloved brother, speak inshallah. We need to make some big jamaats here. Allahu Akbar, create such a stir. See what will happen, my brother. Our youngsters, that future you're looking forward to. I must be married and I must have children. And this, why, that's a deception. Sahaba's children never worried about what's called a tomorrow. In Sahaba's life, there was no word like tomorrow. And how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, two things are destruction for this ummah. One is incorrect yaqeen, and the other one is entertaining high hopes about distant future. And in this world, what is it? What is its harm? An occupation that leaves a man with no spare time. A poverty that will never end. There can never be a way of thinking of the way of kufr on tabligh. Deen doesn't allow so much for the consideration of dunya. We want to live this, we want to eat the sausage roll on both sides at one time without it breaking in the center. Jo deen ko tham le duniya ko chhor, jo duniya ko tham le deen ko chhor, wo na mumkin hai ki tarazu ka do palte saath saath upar ja raha hai ya saath saath niche aa raha hai. Who wants to want deen has to give up his dunya. Who wants dunya will have to forsake his deen. It's not possible that two pens on a scale can go up together. If the one goes up, the other one goes down. That's the law of Allah. Till Qiyamah, my beloved brothers. Never two things can go together. Who else, inshallah? Few minutes, my beloved brothers. There's an ishtima. We want the jamaat to come out on Qurbani. Quickly, if it came in the heart, take the opportunity, my beloved brothers. Who else? We talk of 4 months. Who's there, inshallah? Come, beloved brothers. Don't look at our situation. Don't look at this. Who's there to look at Allah? Only Qiyamah's day will know what the value of Qurbani is. Maulana Bhai Hafiz Patel Sahib was in Pietermaritzburg. He was reading Quran. Bashir Bhai Nam saw it. The message came, your wife passed away. He kept on reading Quran. 1-2 days later, they told him, why don't you go back to England? You got small children. He said, my children will pray in the streets of Dewsbury. I won't leave Allah's path. One is to make the outside. One is to make the inside by spoiling the outside. Then see that garden of akhirat, what Allah will do with it. Deen came on Qurbani. Deen didn't come on talks. And now the older we get in the work, the harder it is to absorb this. We have to make so much astaghfar that, ya Allah, what guna it is that today my heart is not getting affected. It is as if Qurbani is for somebody else. Qurbani is for me, not for anybody else. Our elders say, by the qasam of Allah, in this work you don't need hundreds of thousands of people. He say, you need a few. Chane se chahte hai, jisne is kaam ko apna kaam banaya. Who made this work their work. By the qasam of Allah, without effort Allah will give them wealth. Without wealth Allah will give them things. And without things Allah will fulfill their needs. We got such a work. Ye kaam aise kaam hai, uska nafa bhi nafa hai, usse barkar uska nuksan bhi nafa hai, hatta ke nuksan ka nafa, nafa ke nafa se zyada hai. We got such a work, such a work. It's profit, it's profit. Better than that, its loss is also profit. And the profit from the loss is greater than the profit from the profit. Come, beloved brothers, last minute, who's there, inshallah? Who, if it comes in the heart, stand up, inshallah. Mashallah, Allah Ta'ala accept, mashallah.
Who else inshallah? Quickly inshallah. One, two more minutes inshallah. Who else inshallah? What about our Ethiopian brothers, mashallah? We left Ethiopia for the dunya to come South Africa. Now small takaza of deen and we are sitting. Who's there inshallah? Quickly inshallah. Our India brothers. Bhai, dunya ni banwanu che. Dunya ti dunya ni bani sake. Allah yatakabbal inshallah. Allah accept. Bhai, till qiyamah, this is the law of our Allah. Mal will never make your life. Listen to me carefully. This is the law of Allah. Mal will never make your life. By the qasam of Allah, our mal will make our life. Mal will never make our life. It will look like it's making, but it will never make it. Amal will make our life. Wallah, what is amal? Man enters his home, he says, Assalamu alaikum, loudly. He recites Durood Sharif. He recites Kul Hu Allah. Allahu Akbar. Muhabbat comes into that house immediately. Allah, one of our great alims, what he say? If you read Kul Hu Allah and Durood Sharif and entering the house, he say, in a house where you are in need, Allah will remove your needs. And not only remove your needs, Allah will give you the strength to fulfill other people's needs. Amal, Sheikh. Amal, not this mal. Not this mal. Haji Sahab, we went to Haji Sahab. He looked at me, he said, aap log samajhte, aap South Africa wale ke paas paise hai, isliye takaza pura kar rahe hai. Because you got money, that's why you'll fulfill takazas. We want that day to come in South Africa. The security guard is standing there. The security guard is standing there. The Lani comes there with his big cape, you know, Lexus or whatever. He said, I didn't see you for a year. He said, yeah, I was going to America for 1 year. This guy is thinking, I can't do it. How this guy does it? That's what we want you to learn. One person went, in 9 years, he went for 3 years in the path of Allah. Somebody told him, but what do you do? What do you do? You know the question, what do you do? How much you earning? How are you going to afford it? So he told the person, listen to me very carefully. I'll say it in Urdu first. Main mumfalli bechta hu. Mera Allah mumfalli nahi bechte hai. I sell peanuts. My Allah doesn't sell peanuts. My Allah is not bound to a system. Brothers, by the curse, Allah will give from his book. At least one time in our life, don't you think we have to learn that what is impossible for us is possible for Allah? Leave somebody sick and see Allah cure him. Leave somebody sick and if he passes away, see what Allah gives him. What Allah gives you. Allah, imagine a man's father passed away, he's in the path of Allah. He reads 3 kuls in the path of Allah. He gets the reward of 390 million kuls he sent to his father. A lifetime at home, subhanallah, 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 can't match one subhanallah in the path of Allah. Not I say, Allah says. Those who are out and those who are in can never be equal. The Quran says, not I say. Brothers, really, don't get affected, the wife. If we're not going to take them out, that's the problem. And not take them out for some tartib, for them to make their minds up that at this age, many of us are white. Still the same problem. 30 years ago, we still are sitting in the same problem. We have to make up our hearts. We've only been men, sent, selected, chosen, taken out for this work. What Allah accepts from us is better than what Allah leaves us with. Allah and the forgive this little extra time. So brothers, each 1 year, now we're going back, the ishtima is right on our heads. At least in this 2 weeks, there's nothing important. Maulana Yunus Puna Ramtulal used to say, I have so much yakin in my Allah, if I walk down my alley, I'll get a 40-day jamaat. He used to say, it is better to be a man who can't take out a 40-day jamaat from his area, is better to be under the earth than to be on top of it. Anybody who's coming to ishtima, brothers, one will get the crowd, that is there. What we want from here, imagine inshallah al-Aziz, if Allahu Akbar from our masjid, I think the whole of Natal got about 400 masjids, 500. Say 500 masjids, 500 jamaats come out, what will happen? There'll never be a need for ishtima again. And all those 500 jamaats take out 2 jamaats in their chilla. Allahu Akbar, what the country will be? Brothers, otherwise we'll be confused and thinking ishtima people came. Now we're looking for a supporters club, man. We're not the players. It's not Kaizer Chiefs playing and all that supporting. This is our work. Until a man doesn't say Allah does, his heart will be affected by the creation. There's no greater sickness on this earth than speaking about dunya. Anything besides Allah spoken about is a sickness. Its only cure is the speaking of Allah. To praise a kafir, Allah's arsh shakes in anger. It's happening every second thing from our tongue. We've made the deen institutions depend on dunya. Professor Nadir Ali Saab came. Allahu Akbar, he saw one masjid in Joburg. This masjid depends on your generosity. He looked and he said, Allah, we made our masjids beggars. Allah's house, the barakah of the sajda, the businesses are running. Brothers, our hearts won't turn until we don't go out on qurbani. Otherwise, Allah forgive us, we'll be going out in the path of Allah. Why? It's called parishani ka chilla. If I don't go out, some harm will come to my family name. Let me give my jilla. We dead days are over. Wallah, take pity on our homes. Take pity on our children. Get Allah's help. Get Allah's qudrat. Hadiths are not in the kitabs. Hadiths have to be brought to life. Allah forgive me. Allah forgive you, brothers. We have harmed ourselves. We are harming the ummat. We are stopping the ummat. Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu wa laka shukra kullu. اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهل وفصل ما أنت أهل وأنت أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. Oh, can Allah forgive us, ya Allah. Oh, Allah forgive us, ya Allah. Today our yakin in dunya and the yakin of the kafir in dunya has become the same, ya Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts are full. If you work, you'll earn. If you earn, you'll eat. If you eat, you'll live. Ya Allah, remove this from our hearts, ya Allah. Remove it, ya Allah. Put the yakin that namaz is the means of risk. Taqwa is the means of risk, ya Allah. Dependence on you is the means of risk, ya Allah. Victory alone from you, ya Allah. Success alone from you, ya Allah. How long, ya Allah? Remove this punishment of incorrect yakin which is on our hearts, ya Allah. Ya Allah, correct it, ya Allah. Give us the ittiba'i sunnah, ya Allah. From head to toe, ya Allah. From small to big, ya Allah. From day to night, ya Allah. Ya Allah, take our hearts away from this whole dunya, ya Allah. Ya Allah, show us the hakikat of this useless dunya. Ya Allah, put your greatness in our heart, ya Allah. Your oneness in our heart, ya Allah. Put our full reliance on you, ya Allah. Our dependence on you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make us yours, you become ours, ya Allah. You make us yours, you become ours, ya Allah. Ya Allah, put the desire in our heart now to meet you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, this last few days of our life, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our amal stronger than when we meet you. Our amal is the strongest. Our love for you is the greatest. Our desire to meet you is the highest. Ya Allah, how long are we going to be fooled, ya Allah? Held back by this dunya, ya Allah. Like you say in Quran, ya Allah, what makes us hold on to this earth, ya Allah? Allah, we are sinners, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the sin of incorrect yakin, we haven't treated as a sin, ya Allah. The worry of the poverty has overtaken the worry of the question in the qabr, marrabbukum, ya Allah. Help us, ya Allah. Help us. Ya Allah, what of a community that is sinning and doesn't know they are sinning, ya Allah. Open our souls, ya Allah. Forgive us today for this great oppression we made on ourselves, ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't, ya Allah, we forgot you. Don't forget us, ya Allah. We forgot you, ya Allah. Don't forget us, ya Allah. We forgot akhirat, ya Allah. Don't forget us. Ya Allah, our children, ya Allah, our progeny is to come, ya Allah. We don't know what to do, ya Allah. Ya Ya Allah, save us from every stitch of haram ruzi, Ya Allah. From every speck of haram ruzi, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the risk of barakat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, put yakin in our hearts that by giving, Ya Allah, we'll get, Ya Allah. By feeding, Ya Allah, will make us more happier, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us those qualities of sahaba ikram ridwan Allah ajmain. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa na'udhu bika min sharri musta'azaka minhu nabiyyuka sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati 'amma yasifun.